Reminds us, one of Grand Rapids' most notable former residents, Judy Garland, only lived here for a few years before a tornado brought her somewhere over the rainbows and stole our hearts. She was Dorothy, the girl who in The Wizard of Oz reminded us that we are not in Kansas anymore and that there is no place like home. In this next sketch, the good witch Glinda fills you in on what's been going on as told to her therapist, her doctor, Dr. Winslow Mapplethorpe, in that mystical land of Oz. And we present After Oz.
It's been a very long time since that wizard took off in his weather balloon, but a very long time isn't so long for a witch. We have a very long lifespan, you see. I know I don't look it, but I'm actually 127. Witches live for around 200 years, and I'm afraid that lately I've been feeling a little, I don't know, unenchanted?
What do you mean?
Well, Dr. Thorpe, it just hasn't been the same since Dorothy left. Back then, Oz was so exciting. My sister would frequently bring plagues of flying monkeys unto the land, and I swore I'd kill her. But now, all these years she's been gone, oh, I miss that wrinkly hag.
Well, what happened to the rest of the people from the time? The Scarecrow, the Tin Man, the Cowardly Lion?
The Scarecrow? Well, he passed away. He was the one behind all those public service announcements a few years ago. Cigarettes. Not even one. And the Tin Man, well, that heart he got from the wizard wasn't so good for him. He fell in love with a Hoochie Mama Munchkin. And she married him for all his money. He vanished one day, and she said he'd gone to Emerald City for good. But later on, she tried to exchange a whole load of scrap metal at the dump, and we got mighty suspicious. Never could prove anything, though. And the Cowardly Lion, you know, he opened a drag racing strip in Emerald City. They called it the Fast and the Furriest. It went all right until he got too brave and invested it all in the stock market. The financial crisis really wiped him out, and last I heard, he was headed back to the dark forest to live in his parents' den, and that was a long time ago.
I see. Well, tell me about your social life.
Social life? What social life? The only friends I have on Facebook are flying monkeys and Munchkins young enough to be my great-grandchildren. I feel so cut off from the world, like I'm trapped in my own private bubble.
But you are in a bubble. You're in one right now.
I like the sense of security, all right?
Have you thought about engaging more with your community? A colleague of mine recently informed me of an opening in the Munchkinland Chamber of Commerce.
Munchkinland? I thought they were downsizing.
It's for the position of chairman, and I think you would be more than qualified. You could work with people again, helping to better the community. You could plan events, make the position anything you wanted it to be.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just not a young witch anymore.
I hate to burst your bubble, Glinda, but...
Oh, don't you touch my bubble.
It's just an expression.
Oh, of course it is.
I'm going to prescribe 100 milligrams of Prozac on the condition you apply for the chairman position.
Well, Glinda needed her dosage, and Munchkinland needed a chairwoman. Her first day as the chairwoman of the Munchkinland Chamber of Commerce came soon.
Good witch Glinda, reporting for duty. Whoa, this place is a mess. Dust all over the shelves, files in the light fixture. That might fly in black and white, but not here.
You're too high up.
Excuse me?
Well, ever since they cut the budget, we only clean what we can reach. Kneel down, you'll see.
Oh, what's your name?
I'm Pepper Gray, your administrative assistant. I'm a senior at Munchkinland High School. I'm in a lot of extracurricular activities because I want to go into Emerald City University for finance.
Nice to meet you, Pepper. This job seems so big to me, I don't know where to begin. Do you think you could help me?
I'd be happy to. How do you like your books cooked?
Pardon?
Well, the chairman before you usually preferred them sunny side up. That's when you write over some of the red numbers to make them black. But every once in a while, he would want them toasted. That's when you change all the numbers and add some new ones.
I can't imagine why he doesn't work here anymore. Our books from now on will be deep fried. In honesty. I want people to experience Oz for the great land it is, a place rich in culture and history.
Are you okay, Glinda? Do you get enough air in that bubble?
I have an idea. The best way for people to experience Oz is to bring them here. Have them walk down the same yellow brick road that Dorothy did, or journey into the dark forest. See the poppy fields?
Oh, you can't grow those anymore. Not since the opium smugglers. It's just for licensed medical use.
Pepper, we can open an interpretive center right here in Munchkinland. We can have traveling exhibits and a library dedicated to preserving the history of this place. We could name it Ozworld.
What about the Oz Discovery Center?
Oh, no one will ever call it that. Let's get to work. Start making phone calls. Let's apply for some grants. Let's go.
Glinda really had her work cut out for her. She even presented her proposal in front of the Oz Resources Board. They liked the idea, pledging 2 cents from every ton of yellow bricks sold. They received a matching grant from the Blandon Foundation, but even that wasn't enough. So Glinda and Pepper organized the largest pledge drive and silent auction that Munchkinland had ever seen. It even included the ruby red slippers worn by the Wicked Witch of the East.
We could really get you in and you'd have all kinds of things. Hello, welcome to Pledge Oz, the fundraising drive for Ozworld. We'll be taking your calls all night at 1-800-662-5799. Look, we've got our first caller live on the air. Hello? Oh, it's the flying monkey.
How much do I have to give to... Wait, Margie, get those grandkids off the ceiling. You fly up there. I'm on the phone. How much for the pizza oven?
That's part of our deluxe package. In addition to the monogrammed pizza oven, you would receive an Oz jersey, our coffee mug, and your choice of tickets to an exhibit at Oz World. Your contribution can be a minimum of
$300. $300? Good Lord, I might as well fly up to Walmart and buy a pizza oven. Knock it off, you kids, or I'll feed you to the quadlings.
Well, you would be helping to support and chronicle the valuable history of our land.
History? Let me tell you something. I used to work for your sister till that Dorothy kid came around. We had real bargaining power back then. Sure, we used to threaten her with squirt guns. But we had 8-hour work days and a cost of living adjustment every couple of years. You know what I do now? Deliver pizzas for 30 minutes or less, or the pizza is free. Try doing that in the dark forest.
Next caller, please.
Yeah, I'd just like to say you wouldn't have to be raising money in a pledge drive if all you people weren't such tree huggers.
Oh, I don't know if we need to be so hostile. What would make you say such a thing?
Well, I'm a tree, a big talking tree with delicious apples that people take all the time. And then they hug me, and I am not a hugger. You need to ask. And if I don't know you, just cool it, okay? Just cool it. I'm not a touchy-feely kind of tree.
Well, what does this have to do with saving Munchkinland?
I don't know. I just don't like to be hugged, that's all. And you can't have my apples. They're mine!
Things weren't working out too well for Glinda. After a couple hours of callers, pledging, and begging, the broadcast broke for a very tiny news update at the top of the hour.
How are we doing, Pepper?
We got a few donations from political candidates, and my mom called in $5. Oh, and the Lollipop Guild called too, but we would have to agree to do them a little favor.
Oh, dear. I don't understand it. Why wouldn't people want to be a part of something like Ozworld? It celebrates a part of history that just won't come back again.
Well, no one has too much money now, Glinda. They lost a lot when the real estate bubble popped.
Bubble? Pop? Oh, not my bubble. Well, we'll just have to make up the ground when we start the silent auction. Could you get the slippers while I pop some Vicodin?
Sure thing.
Just then, Glinda saw Dr. Thorpe walking across the studio.
Oh, Doctor, hello.
Hello, Glinda. Are you feeling all right? You look a little hazy.
Oh, it's from the cigarettes. I know it's not healthy, and I risk carbon monoxide poisoning when I smoke in the bubble, but I need it right now. I've never worked so hard on a project, and it's all falling apart around me.
First of all, I think you need to take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm such a fool. My mother was right. I should have just been a hag.
But you have something so few have nowadays, foresight. Long ago, you saw something in Dorothy that no one did. Now you see the Oz that could be instead of the one that it is. You can't give up so easily. Start taking risks. Go out into the world and get out of that bubble.
You're right. If I'm going to take Ozworld from fantasy to reality, then I'll need to connect with people, and I can't do that inside here. I'll walk the yellow brick road all the way to Emerald City. If I have to, I'll spread my message about Ozworld far and wide. I'm ready, Dr. Thorpe. I'm ready to get out of the bubble. Here I go.
Bravo, Glinda, bravo. Although I might suggest a shower is in order.
Chairwoman Glinda, we've got an emergency.
What's wrong, Pepper?
The ruby red slippers. They've been stolen.
Oh, no. Call the police. Call everybody. Oh, if we lose those shoes, I'll have nothing to show on my tour of Oz.
Well, they searched every inch of the city, but the shoes never turned up. 1 week later, Glinda was back at the Munchkinland Chamber of Commerce.
What was I thinking, Pepper? I was going to sell my dead sister's shoes for money.
I thought it seemed kind of creepy.
Now, I've got nothing. No shoes, no funding. Maybe I should go back to the bubble.
Hey, I've got the mail. Looks like this one's addressed to you.
What in the world? Pepper! It's a check.
For how much?
$1.5 million. It's for the slippers. They were insured. We have plenty of money now for Ozworld. We can have exhibits zipping in and out of there within the year. We need to start making phone calls, get the legislature, get the construction companies on the line.
Sometime later, Glinda returned to Dr. Thorpe's office, this time to say goodbye.
Dr. Thorpe, I just wanted to thank you for your terrific work. You really helped me break out of my bubble.
Glinda, you had the power to break out of your bubble the entire time. You just needed someone to give you a reason to pop it. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. You just give me a call down at City Hall anytime you need me, Doctor. Dr. Thorpe, Did you get new shoes?
The Great Northern Radio Player.